Welcome to the podcast for Lights, Camera, Orchestra, the concert that you are going to hear with the Toronto Symphony Orchestra, led by RBC resident conductor Earl Lee. I'm Rachel Malik, and I work in the education department at the TSO. I hope you are all looking forward to attending the performance at Roy Thomson Hall in February. Lights, Camera, Orchestra explores the influence of orchestral music on film scores and includes many works that I'm sure you'll recognize, along with a few new pieces that are sure to inspire. We just heard the infamous Ride of the Valkyries, composed in 1854 by Wagner for the opera Die Walküre as part of his epic opera Ring cycle. It has been used in many scenes from film and television, including cartoons like Bugs Bunny and film classics like Apocalypse Now. Film scores and musical themes set the stage for what's to come, much like orchestral overtures. They connect ideas, develop plots, and need to be catchy enough that you'll remember the musical themes as they return throughout the film or orchestral performance. The performance you'll be attending features the world premiere of a film about a kind-hearted beaver who sets out to make the perfect beaver dam for her family, with some unexpected adventures along the way. This animated short film, Dam, The Story of Kit the Beaver, was commissioned by the TSO in partnership with the Toronto International Film Festival, or TIFF. That's right, just like the stars and VIPs at TIFF, you are going to get a chance to see this film and hear the music before anyone else in the world. The film was created and directed by filmmaker Kajal Borsma, with original score by composer Erica Procunier, and is generously funded by the Government of Canada. Joining me in the studio today is the composer of the score for Dam, the Story of Kit the Beaver, Erica Procunier. Erica, we're so happy that you could join us today. Welcome.
Thanks. I'm really excited to be here.
So for several years, I know that you've been composing music for film and television. Can you tell us about how you became a composer for film?
Well, I was really inspired to start writing music for film after discovering how important the music is in communicating the story. Music can do so many things. It can set up the time period and the atmosphere of the film. It can help you understand what the characters are feeling, and it can add extra layers of meaning. Just like classical music, film music makes use of all the different sound colors available from the instruments in the orchestra.
For this project, the TSO has been working with partner organization TIFF, and I know that you've been working with the film director to develop the original music. Could you tell us a bit more about that experience?
Well, animation is a lot of work, and it can take many months to complete. So while the artists at Seneca College are working away, Kajal and I have been talking through the scenes and trying out different musical ideas on top of a rough video sketch of the animation. It's called a Laika. We've been talking about what kind of emotions should match up with each facial expression and where we want to create more anticipation and suspense for the audience. We want you to say, what's going to happen next?
That sounds really exciting. I know you mentioned how orchestral compositions are able to interpret a variety of qualities from emotions to actions to characters. Do you have a favorite piece of orchestral music?
Sure. When we think about characters that have been represented in a variety of mediums, literature, visual arts, ballet, orchestra, and film, I immediately think of Shakespeare and my favorite of his plays, Romeo and Juliet.
I love that one, and there are so many musical interpretations of that story.
That's right. In fact, two famous classical composers, Prokofiev and Tchaikovsky, each composed orchestral versions of the story. I love how Tchaikovsky captures the sword fight between Romeo and Tybalt. Let's hear how Tchaikovsky has used rhythm and instrumentation to portray this battle.
Wow, I could hear the swords clashing. Now, there are several film versions of Romeo and Juliet, and I know that orchestral music is part of the film score in a lot of them.
Absolutely. Let's now listen to Leonard Bernstein's interpretation of the duel in Mambo from West Side Story, one of the film interpretations of Romeo and Juliet.
It's fantastic how Bernstein uses the mambo rhythm to evoke the feeling of movement and combat.
Yes, I think it's really exciting how the composer was able to interpret the classical characters of Shakespeare into a contemporary setting in New York.
So, if we're thinking about how orchestral music and film scores can interpret how we visualize an emotion, an action, or a character, what about visualizing a scene? Sometimes when I close my eyes and listen to music, I can almost see a landscape, feel the sunshine, or hear the wind whistle.
Yes, when I listen to music, I love to close my eyes and imagine the scene, too. One particular piece that has been used in several films is Beethoven's Symphony No. 6, Opus 68. Let's listen with our eyes closed, and you tell me what you feel.
What a storm! The timpani roll sounded like thunder, while the strings running down sounded just like large drops of rain falling from the sky. The piccolo gave me a chill right up my spine, and the brass made each thunder roll that much more exciting.
Let's listen to more of this piece, and remember, close your eyes.
It's amazing the images that appear in my imagination with my eyes closed. Erica, do you remember what film that famous excerpt of Beethoven's was used in?
Fantasia. Many films have used classical music in their scores to set the scene, enhance feelings, or develop the plot. In my compositions, classical music has influenced me in a variety of ways. The sound or timbre of each instrument is like a paint color, and by incorporating different instruments, we can create textures and layers that create a scene.
And music can shape the way we view a character, too. Just think of all your favorite characters in Star Wars, Indiana Jones, E.T., Batman, Toy Story, and every Disney movie you can think of.
Absolutely. Many characters have a musical theme or melody just for them that lets us know which character is good and which one might be a little bit evil. What would happen if we changed that melody?
Well, you'll have to come to the concert in February to see what happens. Thanks so much for joining us today, Erica.
My pleasure. I can't wait.
We're so excited to hear your composition for Damn, the Story of Kit the Beaver, and see the world premiere of the film. I hope you are all looking forward to hearing the rest of the music, led by RBC resident conductor Earl Lee for Lights, Camera, Orchestra. I'm Rachel, and I'll see you when you come to Roy Thomson Hall to hear this incredible music live with your very own Toronto Symphony Orchestra.